absolute fucking moron. I looked in the mirror with the kind of chagrin that comes with being the architect of your own misfortune. It was the first day of summer, and I'd already gotten sunburnt. It wasn't even that warm out, but I was dying for a chance to show off my favourite sundress and my cute new floppy hat. So I went out with my girlfriends and had a few drinks on the patio. And no, I didn't get drunk. I'm perfectly capable of being dumb while I'm sober. I gingerly probed at the angry red skin of my chest, imagining how much worse it would eventually get. It was still only a little tender, but I'd had enough sunburns on my chest to know it was going to bother me any time I shifted in bed, not to mention during other activities. The cardigan had done a great job of protecting my arms, though, and my new hat kept the sun off my face, so at least I wasn't a complete lobster. I was still frowning at my own reflection when a sudden movement at the bathroom door caught my attention. It was my husband, coming to see what I wanted to do for dinner. I stuck out my bottom lip and gave him my biggest puppy dog eyes, gently tugging down the bodice of my dress so he could see how badly my chest was burnt. He took one look and chuckled before moving past me to search through our medicine cabinet. As he rummaged behind me, I slid the dress off my shoulders and undid my bra to more thoroughly survey the damage. I mean, it could have been worse. Just the tops of my breasts and a little bit of cleavage. But it was that last part that was going to annoy me the most in the coming days. I ran a washcloth under cold water and began dabbing it on my chest, bringing some temporary relief. Moments later, my husband appeared in the reflection of the mirror, triumphantly holding up the bottle of After Sun cream. As soon as he flicked the bottle open, I was instantly transported back to our honeymoon. It was a day when my newlywed husband had forgotten to reapply sunscreen to his arms, and we stopped by this little shop near the hotel to get something to treat his inevitable sunburn. Unlike aloe vera gel, this cream didn't have whatever it was that made the gel so obnoxiously sticky. It was some pretty good shit, and it smelled great too. I remember gently spreading it over his hands and arms, doing my best not to irritate the burn. The rich scent of coconut and banana filled my nostrils as I brought relief to his aching skin. I maybe fondled his arms a little more than was strictly necessary, but I think he secretly loved it. There was a pretty good burn on his neck as well, so I made sure to be a good nurse and apply the cream wherever it was needed. The pain isn't what bothered him, though, at least not at first. He was more pissed with himself for throwing a wrench into our plans for the next few days. After all, we had an unspoken agreement that we'd be fucking each other's brains out every night of our honeymoon, and he was usually very hands-on. I knew how to lift his spirits, though. As soon as I was done, I made him sit on the cheap wooden chair in our hotel room, dangling his arms at his sides. Then I started stripping off my clothes as seductively as I could and rubbed my body against him like I'd seen in movies, but forbidding him from using his hands to touch me. The rule is for his benefit, really, and in no time, his rigid cock was straining to get out of his shorts. Of course, you know, I had to give him a hand. It's what any loving wife would do. So I undid his shorts and pulled that gorgeous cock out. I remember just cradling it for a while, rubbing it against my cheek, kissing the head and the shaft as I stroked it lovingly. Even back then, I knew just how to tease him. I didn't have the heart to torture him, though, so my head was soon bobbing up and down on his lap, licking his shaft, deep-throating him, even doing that thing he really likes where I swirl my tongue. That was what finally pushed him over the edge. Me, jerking him off into my mouth as I circled the head with my tongue. He gave me such a big load that even after I swallowed, I had to slurp the rest off his dick and balls, but I made sure that I didn't waste a single precious drop. We sadly didn't do anything the next night, because his hands and arms just ached too much. But the night after that, he was well enough for me to give him a sexy lap dance on the sofa, or at least my best approximation of one. It mostly consisted of me grinding my ass against him, followed by bouncing up and down on his dick. He still wasn't allowed to touch, but I was rewarded with a nice, dripping cream pie. And that was how the first few days of our marriage went, until he was well enough to manhandle me and give me the kind of fucking that we both desperately wanted. I wonder if the smell of coconut and banana conjures up those same memories for him, too. I moaned involuntarily as I returned to the present. The washcloth sat forgotten in the sink, and I was now in my husband's arms. He'd come up behind me, slipping his arms under mine, and began to spread the cream liberally over my sun-damaged skin. I don't know how long I'd been daydreaming, and I hadn't expected him to go this far to help me, but I wasn't about to complain. The cream was cooling and soothing, and his gentle touch was so comforting. He'd happily keep applying it until I stopped him. He was all business, making sure to carefully spread it all over the burn, intently watching my face in the mirror to gauge my reaction. And I was starting to feel warm again, but not from the sunburn. The memories of our honeymoon lingered in my mind, and I couldn't help but feel so grateful for the way he was taking care of me right now. I placed my hands on his, maintaining eye contact in the mirror, as I guided him just a little bit lower to cup my breasts. We shared a conspiratorial grin, and I felt him press teasingly against my ass. I leaned back against his shoulder, closing my eyes and relaxing into his embrace. He knew how much I loved his breast massages, and I knew how much he loved giving them. He started out just running his fingertips along the swell of my breasts, giving me goosebumps. His touch circled around my nipples, coming tantalizingly close to them, always teasing, but never quite giving me what I craved. He stroked the sides of my tits too, reveling in the feel of them against his palms. I winced and gasped, and when he pushed them together just a little too much, and he apologetically released them, going back to teasing. My head fell to one side as he began kissing my neck, eliciting a moan from me. It always made me melt when he did that, especially when he made his way up to my ear to nibble at it. As if on cue, he kissed and nuzzled his way up, nipping gently at my earlobe and making me wriggle excitedly against him. My entire body felt aflame now, and I impatiently steered his hands back to cup my breasts again. I knew he'd be more careful this time, and I really, really needed him to touch my nipples. I guided his fingers to rub and squeeze them, and then let my own hands fall away as he gave my tits the attention I was craving. And I moaned loudly, encouraging him to play with my nipples as much as he wanted to. My pussy was getting so wet, and I started planning ways my husband could fuck me without making my boobs jiggle too much. Maybe he could just go slow the whole time. Or I could try holding onto my breasts to keep them from bouncing around. I didn't think it was possible, but my nipples stiffened a little more in the cool air as my husband's hands left my breasts. I was expecting him to start rubbing more after-sun cream on the unburnt parts of my breasts, when I suddenly felt very slick, warm skin against mine. It was the unmistakable sensation of massage oil. I reflexively ground my ass against him, at the same time as I arched my back, filling his hands with my tits. He must have also grabbed the bottle of oil while he was looking for the after sun cream. Clever boy. I watched through half-lidded eyes as he worked the oil into my breasts. It felt absolutely heavenly to feel his strong, warm hands gliding so effortlessly over my skin, squeezing and caressing my tits, and rolling my nipples between his fingers. He knew exactly how to make my pussy drip. And as a breast man, I knew he was loving every moment of it. In fact, I could feel the evidence growing proudly against my butt. I reached down to get a feel of that nice, hard cock, and to make it even harder when he gently brushed my hand away. I see. This was all about taking care of me. Who was I to argue? As I looked down, I could tell he was concentrating, making sure to keep his hands away from the burnt areas, to avoid making things worse. That task was easy enough, with him focusing so heavily on my nipples, rubbing his thumbs in circles on them, and getting me so worked up. They were exquisitely sensitive, and I squealed a little bit when he pinched them just right, causing us both to chuckle. I caught his eye as I looked once more in the mirror. We held each other's gaze as he lovingly cradled my tits, and then I noticed one of his hands drifting even lower. Inch by inch, the hand slid further down my body. It glided over my tummy, and I had to bite my lip to keep from laughing. I'd always been ticklish there. My heart beat faster in anticipation as he made his way down between my legs and into my panties. I let out another moan as he began stroking my lips. Up and down my slit, he teased. I could feel just how soaked my panties had become, and his fingers were so slick that every touch felt electric. I ached for him to slip his fingers into me. He knew I was ready, but he also knew that it drove me crazy when he made me squirm a little. Back and forth he rubbed, his middle finger just barely parting my lips as he stroked my vulva. He cupped my pussy as he pressed harder, his index finger also pushing against my opening. But he was careful never to let his fingers enter me. By now, I was dripping, and the warming slickness of the massage oil only added to the heat between my legs. He just kept rubbing my pussy back and forth, up and down, causing me to moan louder and louder as I begged him to finger me. And finally, he relented, and as I looked at him with pleading eyes, he plunged his fingers into me, and I bucked against his hand, lewdly fucking myself on his fingers. I needed him to understand just how much I loved having him inside me. How much my body needed his touch. His fingers were unable to reach my G-spot from this angle, but they felt so good, thrusting in and out of my pussy. I mean, over the years, I'd come on them too many times to count, and I was looking forward to adding another tally to the board. And at the same time, his oil-slicked thumb glided effortlessly around my clit, and whenever he pressed down on it, I felt myself inching that much closer to the edge. The combined nipple and clit stimulation was driving me wild. I turned to the side and he tilted his head forward just enough so that our foreheads were touching. And instinct took over. Our lips found each other and we kissed sloppily, the angle making this everyday action feel awkward yet strangely novel. We quickly adjusted to the new position, and I eagerly welcomed his tongue into my mouth, devouring him with hungry kisses. Faster and faster he pumped his fingers in and out of my pussy, and I could barely hold myself upright, and I gripped to the countertop tightly as he brought me closer to ecstasy. I wanted to kiss him as he made me come, but he had me panting and moaning uncontrollably, and it was all I could do to not just collapse into his arms. He told me later that his hand was starting to cramp up at this point, but he didn't dare stop, because he knew how close I was. And I suddenly threw my head back, letting out a cry of pleasure as my body stiffened up against him. The pressure my clit had finally pushed me over the edge, and I couldn't help but come hard against his hand. I shuddered as waves of pleasure radiated throughout my body, filling me with the kind of warming satisfaction that I only get from the most toe-curling of climaxes. And he kept stroking me throughout. I finally had to put my hand on his to let him know that I couldn't take any more. And I turned around to finally face my husband, draping my arms over his shoulders as he drew me close for a loving kiss. He was careful not to hug me too tightly, though I'm sure he was dying to feel my tits pressed against him. Believe it or not, I was starting to consider round two, because his kisses felt unmistakably like those of a man who was ready to fuck. And then my stomach gurgled, and we broke off the kiss with a fit of laughter. It was time to figure something out for dinner, and as I finished pulling my dress back up, I gave his cock a playful squeeze, promising a dessert that he'd never forget.